So, as I first want to say, and tell me if I talk too loud, because I can talk loud. The first thing I want to say is thank you for having me. And
thank you for being here.
I'm very grateful for being here. It's your fault, Cherie. So, anyway, since I have a little more time, you know, I love that spirit and the universe always guides me if I am open. I believe that's possible for all of us. So I brought three things that have kept me afloat in the way of the world right now. And these are something I read every day before I meditate. And I've just grabbed them last minute, you know. So apparently I'm supposed to share them because we have a little time. So the first thing that I would like to read to you, and just to share a little story with you about these. I was devastated in November, and that's all I'm going to say. And I was sobbing, and I was upset, and that's one of my songs, so everything's so serendipitous. And I was just asking Spirit, Universe, God, to please help lift me up, and also, how am I going to be a light to lift up others, because I believe we are all energy and we have to put the right energy out there. So right after meditating, I went straight to Google and typed in quotes or sayings for perseverance and peace. These are the top three in the order I got them in. Do not be dismayed by the brokenness of the world. All things break. And all things can be mended. Not with time, as they say, but with intention. So go. Love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. The broken world waits in the darkness for the light that is you. Right? Then I cried some more. That's by L.R. Nost. The second one, in the exact order, is your peace is more important than driving yourself crazy trying to understand why something happened the way that it did. Buddha. So, a little history about me. I was raised by Sheldon Cooper. For those of you that like Big Bang, that was my daddy. Okay? He was a brilliant man. And he served mankind his whole life. And he was an amazing physician. And that's a whole nother story. He has done a lot for us medically. And he was born in 1923, to give you a time frame. And so this hit me really close to home, because this says, a physician once said, the best medicine for humans is love. Someone asked, well, what if that doesn't work? And he simply smiled and said, increase the dose. Okay. Right. So I was supposed to share those with you all. I know it has nothing to do with sound, but it has everything to do with humankind. Right. And that is my life's journey. To give you just a inkling of my history. When I was 9, I was in a severe accident. I was 9 years old, laid up 10 months on the flip side, was told that I'd never walk, talk, speak, anything ever again. On an x-ray, C1 through 3 is still disconnected and floating around up in there. And that's why I have Gertrude. See Gertrude? Gertrude lives with me right here. And my journey began at 9 with insomnia, migraines that I would just hold my head, crying just with the release of tears and the pressure of it. And after being laid up 10 months, then I got to go to school and be bullied because they worked on my face for 4.5 hours from the neck up, and I had over 450 stitches in my face. I was blessed because my good old little Cajun mama knew a bunch of little herbs and stuff, and I've had no plastic surgery. But my whole childhood, I had whiskers where they pinned me together. And my journey began with pain. I had every specialist in the country and globally wanting to throw opioids at me, wanting to throw me in all these programs that were basically like a methadone system. And, you know, I'm happy to say I'm plump now, but I was a gangly, scrawny little girl. And every little thing they gave me, I was stoned. I mean, I was a little girl that couldn't function at going to school. And I'm in this world to live it, as to not let it idly pass me by. So I was like, what am I going to do with this pain? Aristotle said that energy of the mind is the essence of life. That's Aristotle, right? Music can heal the wounds which medicine cannot touch. Tones themselves correspond and give effect to specific areas of the body. The ancients understood that a simple sound could recognize and be recognized in the body's structure. Sounds that are harmonious activate the body and start to create healing. Proven fact. Raised by a scientist. Very scientist-minded. I've given you a little of my background. In the end, I'm just a human girl trying to get along with everybody else, right? And get through today. The knowledge and the power that sound healing has afforded me, I feel like even being gifted with a little more than a half hour today, what I'm giving you today is the equivalence of a grain of sand on a very large beach. Sound, by definition, and this I think is very interesting, is a therapy, sound therapeutically, with the use of musical instruments and specially played therapeutic ways, combined with deep self-reflection techniques, improve your health and well-being. Doesn't say could. It says it improves your health and well-being. What happens? Why does this work, right? As sound travels through a medium such as water, like our bodies, it gets absorbed and caught in the molecules within our water, in our bodies, our cells. Water actually changes some of the acoustic energy of the sound wave into heat. One way this happens with the acoustic energy, the sound causes with that heat on a molecular level to start vibrating, kind of like, you know, when you're cold, you start shaking. Well, this is happening on a molecular level. And what happens is disruption and creating proper energy flow. Isn't that cool? That's cool, right? I'm all in on sound, let me just say. Here's some history, because I believe that, well, I know in my whole countenance, yes, I'm just a hippie, y'all. Okay, that's true and true. Barefoot, here I am, you know. But I also believe that it's important to give people true facts. The oldest known example of a flute was found from 43,000 years ago, and it was made with a bone. There's an abundance of ancient prehistory artifacts that show evidence of sound being used as healing tools just around the world. In many prehistoric cultures, women were the predominant music healers, considered shaman, the town healer, those kind of things. earliest written records of healing with sound came from Sumeria around 4500 BC, ancient Egypt. In ancient Egypt. In approximately 3100 to 1085 BC, Imhotep was credited with healing with sound and was later deified for his magical powers. There are many other historical records dating back as far as Middle Paleolithic, I never say that word right, period, but basically since 3.3 million years ago. In more recent history, what we know as a common frequency used as ultrasound, it's used for imaging. That's a sound wave. Dr. Reif used audio frequency devices to study microbes that he began to uncover the true power of sound on the human body and its capabilities. When in my practice, when I meet with you on consultations, I try to tell you, you know, sound therapy helps release emotions, it lowers your blood pressure, it releases stress, decreases pain by a lot. It can increase your motivation, but the number one thing that it affects is your immune system in everybody. That's straight across the board. And the list is really too long for how people respond to the benefit of sound healing. Dr. Raymond Reif was born in 1888. He was a gifted scientist studying bacteriology at Johns Hopkins University. He was a brilliant, inquisitive man. Dr. Reif was a master of many different scientific disciplines. Whenever he wanted to perform a new task or study, he simply invented the necessary instruments to do that. Today, in the fields of biochemistry, radiochemistry, optics, ballistics, electronics, and aviation, it is reported that some of his very same technologies are still being used today. One of the biggest claims to fame is the Reif machine. He proved that frequencies would kill and stop growth of negative cells, bacteria, and fungus. He spent most of his career determining the various frequencies required that would kill or at the very least stop the growth of negative cells, bacteria, and fungus. Dr. Reif and his research were shut down in 1931. It's not very clear on the exact date, but you want to know why? He killed a cancer cell in a petri dish. He blew a cancer cell up in a petri dish with frequency, and his lab was burned to the ground, and he died a pauper. He died homeless. 1931. Just so you know, modern technologies, such as his Reif machine, are in existence today. They don't give him credit. Now, with thinking about energy, and that's just a little of the science behind it. Does everyone know what the term chakra means? Yeah? In Sanskrit, there's two translations. One is wheel of motion, and the second one is wheel of energy. That's what chakra means in Sanskrit. And there's two translations depending on two different parts of the world where Sanskrit was being used. I have this just to show you. We have seven chakras running down the middle of our body, our wheels of motion. And what happens with ailments is our energy gets tied up and bound up and quits flowing. Because what happens in the center of our body in those seven areas is it is a intersection for flow. So things like, let's just discuss neuropathy. I have additional certifications and training in neuropathy. Neuropathy is caused because your energy quit running to your legs. There's something hanging you up. Most ailments are caused because your energy is hung up somewhere. Now, that's not to say that our energy doesn't ebb and flow. I liken this. You guys all think just a minute. Just think just a brief second about when you get the God knot or the stress knot. Or you know when you're ready to go run to the bathroom and think you need to hurl, right? That feeling. That's a good analogy for what happens in your transfer centers, your chakras, over time. You stand a certain way all the time, and you get hung up muscularly. How many people can go, oh, my sciatic is acting up today, right? Well, it's because of the way you held yourself. It's because of our holding pattern. Has everyone in here ever had a massage? Anyone not had a massage ever? Do you guys know how you feel? I always say you're a massage head afterwards. Right? You're just kind of like, whoa, that's good. You know, I feel groovy, right? Well, it's because your holding pattern was disrupted muscularly with your fascia and all of your tissue. But why do you have to go back and get another massage? Because we go right back and revert to our holding pattern. It's the same thing with our energy. It's exactly the same thing with our energy. And so with our energy, we have to disrupt our holding pattern for health. We have to tell ourselves that we need to flow regularly. And we all get hung up. It's just life on life's terms. It is being human. It is just simply being human. It's not being old. It's not being your diet. Well, diet, does help a lot. Pretty hardcore on diet because I'm also a nationally certified chef. So I go over your food plan with you after a sound session. Anyway, but ultimately, the energy we put into something is what we get back. Do you guys agree with that statement? So if we are telling ourselves, and I'm not picking on you over there, Susan, but just because it happened here this morning, if we're telling ourselves we're old, what are we? We're old, right? I'm not going down without a fight. I'm not going down without a fight. In March, I'll be 58 years old, and I'm proud of it, right? I'll be proud of it. I embrace it. And yes, I do have a birthday month because we're here. We're not old. We're human. We have issues, yes, but how do we deal with them, right? So when I do all kinds of workshops and stuff, and I have a workshop that I call Find Your Frequency. And I liken this to, how many people in here like opera? Okay. How many people in here like country and western, like good old, like Patsy Cline, like the real deal country and western, right? How many people in here like Metallica? Amen. How many people in here love the Grateful Dead? Okay. Here I am, right? I went on the road with Jerry. So, but how many people love Mozart? Okay. You have your own frequency. That's all it is. The commonality is the tones. So when you find and live with your own frequency, with a little practice, you naturally start healing yourself. Did you know that? We have the capabilities with the magnificent brain that we hardly use to literally do mind over matter. We have those capabilities. And frequency meets you on a different level. Example, this is 528. I knew that was going to happen on there. This is dead 528. I knew I'd have to hold it. I was afraid it wouldn't stay there. It's all right. So this is is 528. This is 528. Different octave. Right? 528 is known as the miracle frequency. Actually, history, let me get back over here. History, monks, shamans, Buddhists, all kinds of people kept this frequency just for the healers in their tribes and their communities. Scientifically, when you expose someone with extended amounts of 528, no matter the frequency, you actually start changing their cellular structure to a positive way. That's why they call it the miracle frequency. This is like the garlic in the herb world, how garlic is good for a lot of things. That's 528. 128, let's see if I can keep it on here. What do you guys think this sound sounds like? What are you remembering right now? Throw it out there.
I think it sounds like a church bell.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
That's exactly what I thought.
This is 128. Yes. Now you're speaking my language. This little Cajun girl here. 128. Sounds like church bell. In the sound world, you want to know what it's called? The disruptor. Why is it the disruptor? So you can open your spirit to church or your spiritual self. But that tone has been around for a very long time. It's one of the lead tones in almost every church service I've ever been to in my life. Do you guys agree? Right? It has been proven that 128 opens your spirit, which I think is really interesting. Any questions so far? You guys okay? Am I throwing too much at you? Okay. So I tend to be overkill sometimes. So here's what I want you guys to think of. And I'm going to... Would you help me? Do you mind helping me?
Okay. I'll do my best.
Well, all right. I want everyone... I have my bowl. All inclusive, remember. Crystals have power. Stones have power. This is selenite. Little pieces, all different sizes. Selenite truly cleanses. It cleanses energetically. It cleanses the air. There was a study done by Dr. Miyashiro Emoto, and he proved burning selenite lamps, you know, the beautiful lamps, actually killed 99% of bacteria in the space, airborne space. You can place your other gems on selenite, and it will cleanse them for you. Yeah, you can put them in the window. You know, you have the little slats and stuff. I know this is about sound, but bear with me. I would like each one of you, and let me just say this before I forget. Don't rub your finger up and down on it because you can get a shard of selenite in your finger, and that doesn't feel good. But it. Thank you for my segue. That's why these are, you're getting ready to get one. That's exactly why you're getting ready to get one. So what I suggest is just place your hand in the bowl, however is comfortable. What is your name again?
JR.
JR? Yes. JR is going to be my assistant for a moment, and he's going to walk around. Place your hand in the bowl and just grab which one feels like yours. These are for you to keep. And once we go around the room.
Thank you.
Once we go around the room and everyone has your selenite, I just want you to hold it comfortably, however feels right for you. This is now your stone. Claim it, own it, it's yours. And anytime during this, the rest of my presentation, if you start feeling something discomforting, like muscles or stress, or you have sadness on your heart, or there's something weighing you down, visualize pushing it into your selenite and just let it keep it for a while. Just tuck it away. It's okay. And I personally, I am very connected to stones and gems, and you guys should see my space. So I'm always, when I meditate, I always am holding gems, but there's always selenite in the mix. Because whatever you push into it today, you can place in the window, and in 12 hours of sun or moonlight, it's cleansed again. Okay? And I encourage everyone to always have a lot of selenite around. So what I would like you guys to do, and I wish I had my whole full Monty here for you guys, having a little more time, but I chose to bring 528 because that's just a given. 528 is not, thank you. 528 is just not up for negotiations with me. It's in everything I do with sound. I would like you to just be comfortable, get comfortable, sit how you want, breathe comfortably, just do it regularly. We all need to repeat as necessary. And I am going to do some sound for you. And I want you just to have a slight experience of it. This tone is your root chakra, and that's why I chose to bring it. Because when we feel rooted and grounded, we can be open to the rest. Do you guys agree with that? When we feel comfortable and grounded. And then this, what do you guys associate the high frequency to? Anyone got a guess?
Ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck. Well, but are you happy when you have an ice cream truck?
Yes.
Right. Happy, right?
Happy.
Right? Happy. We're happy. We're happy, right? It's very interesting that as you work your way up from your root chakra to your third eye and then your crown and so on, which moves into other realms, meditation. If you believe in quantum, maybe you're flying around in quantum, whatever you're doing, the frequencies get really high. They get higher. I think that's a great correlation because what are we trying to do? Have higher consciousness. If you meditate or if you're open to healing arts, you're seeking higher consciousness and higher levels of joy and happiness and abundance, right? So when you hear, and just however you want to be, I'm going to have to be creative with this one here. Let me see. I'm going to have to hang on to this. This will be interesting. I've always said I should be born with three hands. Does anyone mind me hanging it on the Abra? Okay.
As long as that doesn't offend anybody, we'll just do this. And I know it won't fall off. It's easier.
Okay. So I just want to give you a few moments. And like I said, today is a grain of sand on a very large beach. Very large beach. And the human brain, it's very interesting that all of our organs and everything are in the Hertz level. Everything has its own energy level. I do a lot of one-on-one when my practice with tuning forks. That's how I deal with Gertrude, is my tuning forks. It will alleviate pain that fast when I do it. But everything on the planet has energy and everything has its own frequency. And when we're talking about your root chakra, it is 432 hertz. We're at 528 in the miracle frequency, and then we go to 128 for disruption. But the human brain, just think of this, we're talking about hertz. The human brain, depending on someone's physical status, ranges between 72 to 90 megahertz. We are powerful, we are strong, and we are capable when we allow ourselves to be that. And that's what sound does, is open you up. The human body as a whole, we emit 62 to 68 megahertz. That's our energy field, about 18 inches from us. Why am I telling you that? Because with scraping the sand on that beach with you guys today, I have two goals for sure. One, to give you some knowledge, and two, to give you some personal power. There's no way, I mean, I've been at this since I was 12 years old. There's no way in one brief session there could all be covered. That's why I picked how I picked, and just wanted you guys to have the scratching of the surface of the beach. So take just a quick moment, settle yourself, get comfortable, eyes open or not, it does not matter. And I am going to be moving around up here between the sounds that I brought. I'm just going to give you about 5 minutes of some nice sounds, and then we'll do a close. Does anyone have any concerns or questions? Is there anyone in here that has metal in their body?
Metal?
You have metal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, not a big deal. You're not going to, like, combust, okay? But, interestingly enough, certain frequencies, they reverberate off metal, okay? If you happen to feel a tingle or a little bit of like a zingy, you're okay. I'm not going to blow you up. Okay. That's just a little sidebar, because metal does reverberate against the frequency tones. And I understand we're not super close and all that, so everyone's going to be fine. She okay? She hit? Yeah. Can I hit your gong too? Is everyone okay? Okay, good. It's been calming to me. So let's just take a few deep breaths, get comfortable, and unwind to a sound you all are used to. Thank you. take a deep breath. Exhale slowly. Any residual things that you are thinking or feeling, allow your salientite to hold on to for a moment. Breathe in deeply. Exhale slowly. When you are ready, just open your eyes. Would you say that you have a sense of calm? Would you say your salientite's hanging on to something for you? Do you feel lighter in your spirit and in your body? The average session with me is an hour and a half with all my toys. And very honed in, because I have not mentioned the amazing healing powers of using tuning forks. That's its own thing all by itself. And other sound frequencies. Like I said, the reason I chose to do the frequencies I had with you today is one, to be rooted, so you felt calm and comfortable with me, because here I am, stranger. And also 528 is the universal frequency. Harvard University, before the program was shut down, just finished a study that playing 528 in the background with severely disabled people calmed them down without even making a notice of it. There is several stations on your different streaming platforms. If you type in 528 Hertz, you can sleep to this, you can clean house to this, you can meditate to this, and you can be assured that you are doing that much more of healing powers for your body and your spirit. Before I close completely, I want to tell you that there's not enough time for me to tell you guys the amazing journeys and stories that people have allowed me to be with. I cannot tell you the amazing journey that has been mine with sound. You're talking to someone that deals with chronic pain on a daily basis, and I get rid of it with a tuning fork and a little bit of self-care. I take no painkillers. You are talking to someone that I have volunteered over 30 years in hospice, and I take my tuning forks to relieve pain. I can't tell you what I have seen in that time frame for just a little pain relief. Just like with anything, I am never going to overpromise so I don't undersell. Just like with meditation, just like with self-care, what do? We're really good for a week, right? And then the dog needs a bath, the kids need something, work needs you longer, whatever. And what's the first thing as the humans we are that we do? Self-care gets put on the back burner. A wonderful thing that I have found personally for me that is a difference when you incorporate sound in your life is, for example, the minute my body hears 528, my system starts relaxing. Because my goal is to meditate every day of my life. Reality is, I get it done half a week. The other pie in the sky dream is to meditate 45 minutes plus at those times. Reality is 15 minutes. But what happens is with training my body to that tone is whether I have allowed myself 45 minutes plus or I'm running late because the cat got out, the dog ate the kids' homework, whatever's going on and now, you know, life is happening. I can hit that tone and I get the wash of relax and calming over me instantly that makes that day that much better. Once again, I want to thank you for putting up with my mouth. I want to thank Cherie for making this happen and telling you guys about me. I do want you guys to know that I am always here. I have in the back, I made you guys a coupon and a little more about Sound Healing History. Special just for you guys. It's a $60 discount. And my cards. The reason I want you to have this is if you're interested in your journey with sound, or if I've scratched a little curiosity bug somewhere, please reach out to me. I am always here. And once you know where my business is, if you see my car, you can come by and have tea or coffee just like everyone else always does. We have puzzles and coloring books and all kinds of stuff. I really, truly, humbly appreciate you having me. And thank you very much. So I am, does everyone know where Macon Dental Office is on Sloan Road in Franklin by the Marathon Station? Does everybody know? Most people know Judy Kennedy's Creative Design Salon. Okay, well then there's her building. Of course, Judy's been gone, 7 years already? Anyway, it's still Creative Design. Then there's the Marathon Station. Used to be Ronnie Beal's office, yes. Macon Dental's in the other set of buildings on the far end. You pull in there like you're going to the dentist's office, and I'm at the back door. There's a whole set of buildings behind there people don't know about. I've been there a very long time. So if you're interested in getting in on my mailing list, I have a lot that goes on in my space. We have classes. We do all kinds of stuff. If you want to give me your email address, I will get it in there this week so you're in the loop. And if you have any further questions, personal questions, you want to bend my ear, I have nowhere to be in any hurry. And so I'm here.
I don't know, if you've ever researched this, this isn't always specific questions, but do cats purr as a healing frequency?
Absolutely. So, absolutely. So, everything has its own frequency. Every plant, every living organism has its own frequency. And what happens is, and I wasn't even going to go here because of this grain of sand I'm giving y'all today on this beach, right? What happened when I walked around with the bowl and had other frequencies going is something called binaural, and it creates its own frequency. So what happens is when you're hearing a frequency or two, you're creating a third or fourth that is that much deeper in healing. That's a lot of why people are freaky cat people, because of that frequency and that vibration of them purring. What is actually happening is your personal frequency, their frequency, is meshing with vibration, and that's why you get so calm. And it happens, I'm a huge animal lover. I have all kinds of animals, so every living thing has a frequency. Absolutely every living thing. And, okay, so I'm not even going to go there. But there's a meter now that you can hold it up to a plant and know the frequency. And then you can rip a leaf off and see it go into distress. Yeah. So, everything is a frequency. There you go. Mm-hmm. I would have to look that up. I'm actually in the middle of getting a certification on sound therapy for animals. I'm working on learning all of their chakra points and all of that, and it's a lot. And I'm finishing getting ready to take my exam. I've been working for almost 10 years now in neuropathway frequency rejuvenation. Bleh, it's a big word. And basically what that is, it has been proven that if you get a hold of young people before the age of 25, and it still works for other people, but the brain is still developing until we're 25 as far as growing, and it softens the blow on disorders that have become common today due to the crappy food we live, eat, don't get me started, but autism, Asperger's, any spectrum disorder, all those things. And the whole concept is while their brain is developing, you cultivate those frequencies to rewire, for lack of a better term. So yes, horses have frequency. Everything has frequency. And I liken this to, have you guys ever met somebody brand new? It could have been me today, but you're meeting them and you're going, don't let the ick stick. Don't let the ick stick, right? You're going, I need to go walk, like they need to go. Have you ever had that experience?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they are vibrating negatively for whatever the reason. You guys don't mesh. Whatever's going on for them. And some people easily say, stay away from negative energy, whatever. But whatever that is, it's the two energy fields meshing. It's hitting up against each other. So that's the answer to that. And there's all kinds of, I mean, my retreats are 3 to 5 day retreats just on sound. Okay. So there's a lot to it, but always go with your intuition. Always listen to yourself. We're so bad about, I mean, shoot, just think of when you were a teenager, how many times should you have listened to yourself? Right. I mean, and so be open and also understand that when something comes in front of you that you're uncomfortable with, you don't have to embrace it. But when something that piques your interest, and if you have this little, I call it my little friend over here saying, need more information. I need to go there. I want to talk to them. I want to see that. I need to Google it, right? Find out what the vibration is. Because there is so much to it. And the other thing is, in lots of hospice wards, medical wards, cancer wards, terminal illness wards and facilities, when I go in and do healing frequencies, the whole unit's energy is better. Like, it's just because there's so much pain and there's so much suffering. And that stuff is real, right? And it's not that I'm all that in a bag of chips. I've been working at this since I was 12 years old. Okay. Diligently. Okay. Any other questions? Well, once again, thank you. I hope you're glad you came. I am. I'm glad that it's not icing outside, although I'm ready for some cooler weather. And like I said, I'm hanging out. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.